This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Despite calls from some to hold the 7th Congressional District special election entirely by mail on May 12th, voters will go to the polls. Democrat Tricia Zunker faces Republican Tom Tiffany in a special election for the state's vacant 7th Congressional seat. As Rob Mentzer reports, Tiffany is promoting his record in the state legislature and also his support for the president.
Tom Tiffany has been a state senator since 2013 and a state representative since 2011. He voted for major GOP policies like the Act 10 law that weakened public employee unions, and he's taken the lead on deregulating Wisconsin's mining industry. But Tiffany has put something else front and center in his campaign for the 7th Congressional District, his enthusiastic support for President Donald Trump.
I will stand with President Trump.
I'll stand with President Trump.
And it's why I will stand with President Trump.
President Trump.
President Trump. President Trump needs proven reinforcements in Congress.
The 7th Congressional District is a mostly rural, mostly conservative district that includes Tiffany's Northwoods State Senate District. In the fall, after nearly a decade in Congress, Sean Duffy resigned from the seat. Duffy was a strong ally of Trump, and Tiffany is campaigning on a promise to continue that.
Hey, Andrew, so can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure we've got the audio on also.
On a recent video chat with Trump campaign volunteers, Tiffany started the call by touting the Twitter shout-out he'd gotten from the president.
I had the chance to talk to President Trump earlier this week. And as you saw, he officially put his endorsement out via Twitter, as the president does. And I can't thank the president enough for that endorsement.
Trump's approval ratings have slipped in Wisconsin, but the president remains popular in the 7th district. Wisconsin Democrats feel they have a strong candidate in Tricia Zunker, the Wausau School Board president and Ho-Chunk Supreme Court justice. Tiffany alluded to Democratic energy when he spoke to the Trump volunteers.
The other side is motivated. They're out there working. We need to match that intensity, match that effort.
Tiffany has roots in northern Wisconsin. For more than two decades, he and his wife ran a river cruise for tourists in Oneida County. His conservative backers, like Eric Bott with Americans for Prosperity, say Tiffany's record in the legislature reflects the priorities of his district.
Senator Tiffany has really tried to be a voice for the Northwoods in northern Wisconsin throughout his time in the legislature.
Bott says Tiffany has pushed policies to help loggers, farmers, and other industries in his district.
He's been a voice for economic recovery in the north.
One of the biggest legislative fights of Tiffany's career was over a mining project that never happened. Tiffany led efforts in the state legislature to change Wisconsin's laws to help encourage the mining company Gogebic Taconite to establish a massive open-pit sulfide mine near Crandon. At the time, Tiffany said Wisconsin should jump at the opportunity to establish a mine in the North Woods.
It is rare that any state gets a company that says, we want to invest $1.5 billion in your state. What a shot in the arm, and we can do this in an environmentally safe manner.
Environmentalists disagreed. The project earned Tiffany political enemies among conservation groups. Tiffany would later call their opposition a badge of honor. Both his supporters and his detractors say the fight was a window into Tiffany's priorities as a legislator. But in the closing months of this year's campaign, that has taken a distant back seat. Voters are focused on the COVID-19 pandemic. On the call with Republican volunteers, Tiffany said he wants to be in Congress to help the economy recover.
2020, when I was talking to people, was going to be their best year ever for many people. We need to restore that confidence.
He says a big part of that is reducing regulations so that the private sector can thrive. In a nod to President Trump, he says he's running to help return America to prosperity. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.